Why do bad things happen to good people? In the Bible, sometimes the good guy loses, or at least it appears that way at the moment. You'll never lose by following God, even if it looks like failure from a human point of view. Let's look at some examples of the good guy losing from the Bible. Number one, Jonathan was David's best friend and was killed in battle by the bad guys, the Philistines. 1 Samuel 31, verse 2. The good guy died. Jonathan was King Saul's son and was heir to the throne, but his death allowed David to become king. We tend to think everyone is guaranteed 70 years of life, but we aren't guaranteed the next day. James 4 tells us that our life is like a vapor. Sometimes innocent people die at a young age. God doesn't explain, nor does he have to explain why. Jonathan is an example of a young man who loved God, but died seemingly too soon. John the Baptist was thrown into prison for speaking the truth, and Herod had him beheaded. Speaking God's truth will sometimes result in being persecuted and even martyred. He was not a failure, and Jesus said he was the greatest of the prophets. Here's a third. Josiah was a good king, but was killed in a battle he shouldn't have been in the first place. 2 Chronicles 35 tells us. What can we learn from this? Don't fight battles that God hasn't called you to fight. Here's the fourth. Joseph was betrayed and sold into slavery, then falsely accused and thrown into prison. The Bible says the Lord, however, was with him. Even though his circumstances didn't look that way, God was there. God used those circumstances to get him to the right place and then promoted him to be a ruler in Egypt. James and Jesus, many others in the Bible, looked like they lost, but in fact, when they followed the Lord's will, they won. Because God, you see, will always have the last word. Through his amazing sovereignty, he will overrule the injustice and use it for his purpose. Think about it.
No. Good evening. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to Bluegrass and Highlands right here on WSIP. 98.9, isn't it, Tom?
Right here in Paintsville, Kentucky.
The big town of Paintsville, Kentucky, and we all love this area.
We do. We hope that people far and wide are tuning in and listening to us.
Absolutely. That's what we're counting on anyhow and looking forward to. And, you know, we've had a kind of a rough week as far as weather-wise, but you've got 5 days in this week.
Buddy, who knows? Last Thursday is zero, and Monday is 70, and Tuesday we were bracing, thought we were going to have a flood. And I did see the weather forecast. They're giving another chance of heavy rain, I think, Monday night into Tuesday. Tonight into Tuesday, maybe.
90%.
2.5 inches of rain possible. So
buddy, that's Kentucky
if
weather.
If it rains like that, be careful.
Absolutely.
Don't drive through any.
What's old saying? Turn around, don't drink.
Turn around, there's don't drown. That's right.
There's a lot behind that. What are we going to play today, Tom?
I want to start out, if it's all right, with a little Patti Loveless. And one of my favorite songs growing up in the United Baptist Church, The Two Coats.
That's a great song.
Before me, an old and a new, I asked my sweet master, oh, what must I do? The old coat was ugly, so tattered and torn. The other, a new one, had never been worn. I'll tell you the best thing you the best thing I ever did do.
precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul in the stillness of the midnight. Precious, sacred scenes unfold. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul.
There we had a little Stanley Brothers with Precious Memory.
Absolutely.
Patty Love was two coats. That brings back a lot of memories.
Absolutely, Tom.
Dennis Creek Church years ago.
Years ago.
Of course, their brother, we didn't have a banjo picking.
No, we didn't.
No
music, but it sounded like music by the time they got through harmonizing.
Absolutely. We had a few requests. We're trying to find some of those songs. Be patient with us. Keep living. Right now, we're going to send out to Dave Bowling. Fly Bowling here. Seems like it's been fun. Believe this is when I lay my burden down.
Down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. down. I want to see my mother when I lay my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burdens down. I want to see my mother when I lay my burden down. I want to see my mother when I lay my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burdens down.
All right, and there we come back, Jim, with little Clyde Bowling. When I lay my burdens down.
But he has a good song.
Yeah, it is. It is. Remember, Clyde started this program about 40 years ago.
About 40 years ago, and thanks to Clyde and thanks for Dave for carrying it on.
Absolutely. And I just found out we've got us some listeners that make sure we're doing things
absolutely
right.
Absolutely. They're checking on us.
We need a lot more listeners, I'm afraid, checking. We do a lot of things wrong, my opinion.
Absolutely. You're right there,
Tom. We had a little music playing in the background, and I believe I had my phone hooked up. We were trying to talk and had a little background going on, so we apologize.
We're human.
Technical difficulties.
Absolutely. Just don't pay no attention to it.
Yeah, that's right. Listen to the music, not what we're saying.
That's right.
That laugh, Olinda. You might liable to get another phone call and laugh today.
I bet you got a cute little laugh.
I don't know where the hug you hit you, Jim, saying talking about me being cute.
Well, just don't hit me.
We had Jerry Clemens call in just a few minutes ago.
We did.
And request a little third time out and erase the miles, and we found it. So here, this is going out to Jerry.
Do you miss me? Carolina, well, I miss you in Tennessee. Do you wish I was there beside you? Well, I wish you were here. I know it's not the ideal situation. My heart's become a part of the band. It's a common hazard in the occupation. You know I'll love you just as much as I can. So I'll dream till I hear you love me, and I'll hope till I see your smile. Wish I could hold you forever, and somehow erase all the Pennsylvania. Then it's on to the city of sin. I'll hold to your love and to your memory until I can see. So I'll dream till I hear you love me, and I'll hope till I see your smile. Wish I could hold somehow erase all the miles. Wish I could hold you forever, and somehow erase all.
There we go again with Third Time Out. Send that out to Jerry Clemens. Hope you're listening, Jerry, and hope you enjoyed that.
That was a good song, Tom.
Well, Jim, you know we picked us up another sponsor last week.
We did.
That is Wilmike Incorporated. Wilmike is a home for all your hydraulic hose, propane, and U-Haul needs.
Absolutely.
They also specialize in hydraulic cylinder repair and high-quality lubricants at a low price. It's family-owned. That's Mike and Jared Castle. And they're operated, providing quality service you can count on. Wilmike's also a vendor now for everybody for the low-income home energy assistance program, that LIHEAP here in Johnson County. It's located just north of Paintsville on the northbound side of 23 in Wittenville, the old 10-4 electronic.
The old 10-4 electronic, and they sell propane gas down there.
Yeah, that's right. So give them a call at 297-8074 or 371-0728. They're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 2. And again, that's Wilmike. Down on 23 in the old 10-4 electronics.
That is, and the number you gave there, that 371-0728, that is Jared's after hours. So if you have a breakdown or need anything at all after hours, call that number and they'll take care of you.
There you go. They always take care of you.
Absolutely.
So also a reminder that coming up this Saturday, at John Central High School have the greatest fish and swap meet in Kentucky. That's in the gymnasium Saturday, February the 16th from 8:30 to 3. And they're giving away door prizes every 30 minutes. It's just $3 for adults to get in, $1 for students. Having fish dinners. We're going to be prepared by Angie's Cast Iron Grill over here in town. Mm-hmm. And have a whole lot of sponsors, a whole lot of people in selling. So come on down if you're interested in fishing. If you're experienced or just trying to get into it, you can buy and sell and trade and maybe win you some prizes, enjoy you some good fish.
And that'd be a good way to get started if you never fished.
It sure would.
This is what year? I mean, you're just,
I want to think the 10th or 11th.
That's what
year.
I was thinking, but time flies, don't it?
It sure does. And also for the dealers, first two tables are free with a donation for door prize giveaways. And additional tables are $10 each. So if you're interested and have questions, contact Wayne Irwood at the John Central High School, 789-2500.
Yes, buddy. And Phillips out here, Phillips Heating Hardware.
We're talking about getting into fishing.
Getting into fishing, that's a good way to lead right over into it.
Yeah, it sure
is. You can go down there Saturday and learn what the techniques on fishing. If you don't know how, then stop out Phillips. They got the fishing hole. And right now, with the weather still as cool as it is, they've got all kinds of heaters out there, electric, kerosene. They got heat tape. They've got everything you need to get you through these cold winter months.
And I'm sure, I've not been out there in a few weeks, but I'm sure they're getting ready to rotate their stock and get into the lawn care and yard care and the summer work.
Absolutely.
Supplies.
And they sell grass, grass seed, but they sell your, seeds for your garden out there.
They do. That's right. So that's Phillips Heating Hardware out there on Route 40 out toward the Paintsville Lake. That number is 297-3456.
Absolutely. What we got lined up now?
Well, I sitting here talking, really didn't line anything up. Linda, you got us something over there, I believe, to play.
Yeah, we got
what we got? Right.
5 miles from nowhere.
A little 5 miles from nowhere. Come your way.
Ain't gonna lay my armor down, follow Satan all around. Ain't gonna lay my armor down till he comes. Ain't gonna run when the battle gets hot. Ain't gonna run when the battle gets hot. Ain't gonna run when the battle gets hot till he comes. Ain't gonna run when the battle gets hot. Fight old Satan like it or not. Ain't gonna run when the battle gets hot till he comes. Ain't gonna lay my armor down. Ain't gonna lay my armor down. Ain't gonna lay my armor down till he comes. Ain't gonna lay my armor down. Fight old Satan all around. Ain't gonna lay my armor down till he comes. Shout and sing and pray, I'm gonna shout and sing and pray. I'm gonna shout and sing and pray till he comes. I'm gonna shout and sing and pray, fight old Satan every day. I'm gonna shout and sing and pray till he comes. Ain't he gonna lay my armor down, ain't he gonna lay my armor down. Ain't he gonna lay my armor down till he comes. Ain't he gonna lay my armor down, fight old Satan all around. Ain't he gonna lay my armor down till he comes. Lay my armor down till he comes.
All right, up next, we've got to have another request here. And I want to send this out to the Bays family.
Absolutely.
Big Wayway. Waylon Bays is a Johnson County Middle School student and a good student. But,
and a good singer.
A good singer, but a better young man than any of all.
Absolutely.
As good as he is all those other things, he's a better young man
Absolutely.
Than any of them.
I agree
so
with
So here's
that,
a little Waylon Bays walking by the water of God.
Thank you. one more time for me and tell me that you love me before you fall asleep. A trembling voice speaks so low, child, you know I love you so. Well, now let me go back. Mama, where are you going? Where have you been? I've been said, oh no, we had not. She's just walking by the water.